Hey, Barstool listeners, you can find every episode of this show on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or YouTube. Prime members can listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Tired of nicks, cuts, and bumps? It's time to ditch the blade. Nair, the award-winning number one hair removal brand, gives you silky, smooth skin in as little as 3 minutes. That's smooth that lasts for days longer than shaving. Easy to use, blade-free, dermatologist tested, and made for all skin types. Plus, discover our new sensational fragrances that turn hair removal into a whole vibe. Shave less, glow more. Find Nair at all major retailers.
All right, welcome to The Bracket, episode 167. Today we have a group of Vibzy and Mook. Did for like the 80th time. For the 80th time today, because there's Mook, there's Meek, and then there's Mook in White Lotus, the character. So there's two Mooks to one Meek, and I've been called him Mook 18 times today. Mm-hmm. And I feel very bad about it. I'll stop doing it. And then Chicago, we have White Sox Dave, Rudy, Che, and KB. They don't know the topic today, but today we're going to be doing, I don't know if you remember this one, KB. I think you were the only one on for this one. We'll be doing another Battle Royale. Royale. And the Battle Royale this time of United States presidents. So the way this works, to give you guys the little lowdown, where I'm going to give you the seating of presidents. And I seated them basically just like kind of physical attributes. And the way it works is you get the president the year they were elected. So if you know what I mean, like if you get whatever, it's not going to be when they're in the prime or whatever.
Okay.
The year they were elected. So the year they're elected, I'll give you the stats. And then after that, we're going to do a weapon wheel where I'm going to press the button. It's going to spin. And whatever weapon they get is the weapon they get throughout the rest of this competition.
Love these.
So this should be a fun time. But before we get to that, let's talk about game time. The best part of college basketball is here. And we know that you're probably as excited as we are to watch some of these big upsets throughout the tournament. Shout out to our boys over at Creighton. Go Jays. I guess their big bit this year is that they love speaking in Russian. I don't know exactly what that's about, but shout out to our boys over there, Doug McDermott. While we're streaming in the cave, you can see again on the action in person . Yeah, that's the whole point of game time. With the official ticketing partner of Barstool Sports, game time makes getting tickets faster and easier. Prices on the app actually go down the closer it gets to showtime. Plus, game time fixed features lets you makes it even easier to find all the great deals in the seats you want. You can even find last minute tickets for the tournament up to 60% off quickly and easily. Pull up the chosen event and turn on game time picks setting at the top of the screen, or browse for the best local picks and deals near you on the game time app homepage. If I was looking for Creighton, I could find it very easily and sure for a great price. They've got curated deals for all tier tickets, and you know that you're getting the top option when you see the super deal icon. So what are you waiting for? If you're anywhere near wherever the fuck Creighton is, where is Creighton?
Nebraska.
You're anywhere near Nebraska, go get those Creighton tickets today. Take the guesswork out of buying tickets with Game Time. Download the Game Time app today. Create an account and use code BRACKET for $20 off your first purchase. Terms apply. Again, create an account and redeem code BRACKET, B-R-A-C-E-T, to get your tickets today. Shout out to Game Time. All right, so Che, just to give you a heads up, we'll be doing today a battle royale of presidents. So you'll be seeing a list of presidents. Just wait. You're going to like it. You're going to get... I'm going to show you all the presidents in the seating order, and then we're going to do weapon wheel, and they get whatever weapon they get through the wheel throughout the rest of the tournament. So to start out, we have our, and I'll put them up on the screen, our 12 versus our 5 seed. Our 12 seed, oh God, I love him so much, William Howard Taft, and I'm going to show him on the screen for you.
Is he the fat ass?
He is.
Big boy.
Yeah. Bathtub.
Yeah, he is a big boy. I'm going to share him on the screen.
Did he die in a bathtub or get stuck in a bathtub?
Stuck in a bathtub.
This guy is one of the most successful people of all time, being president of the United States, and he's remembered for being stuck in a bathtub. That sucks.
That's a right guard right there.
William Howard Taft, 5'11", 340.
Jesus Christ.
And you're getting him at the ripe age of 51 years old. And he's going up against our number 5 seed, Ulysses S. Grant, 5'8", 156, 46 years old.
Oh, it's a mismatch. Mm-hmm.
It's a bit of a mismatch, and we'll just do the weapons first, and then I can give you a little bit of like more factoids about them, I guess. So first up, let's see what Taft has. Again, huge man.
Let's see. I want big man, small weapon.
A spear.
Spear.
Ooh, that's...
I think that's a bad weapon for him.
I think that's good. I think he can put a lot of force in that, and he can keep people at a distance.
Yeah, the range is huge.
Where are they fighting? Is this like...
It's like an arena. Think of it like a gladiator
Chuck E. Cheese
match.
Okay.
Oh, it's brutal.
GG's.
That's brutal, and no weapon at all for Grant. So to give you like a lowdown, Taft, like he was an all-state wrestler in.
No, he wasn't.
He was.
There was no all-state in the 1800s.
He was a heavyweight wrestling champion of Yale, I believe it was Yale.
Really?
No, he was all colony.
Yeah, he was all colony.
And, how many states were in the Union in the 1850s?
25 would be my guess.
He loved to wrestle, swim, bowl, and play all kinds of ball games. Okay.
Why were you so fat?
Bowling's a given.
And yeah, he's a big-time bowler. And then Grant won the Civil War, basically on his back. He's the leader of all the troops in the Civil War. He was also a huge drunkard. I don't know if that helps or hurts him in this scenario, but that's going to be Grant, no weapon. Sucks for him. So let's start with you, actually, Vibzy. I'm glad you're here for this one, because Vibzy, big history.
I think Mark Twain wrote his memoirs.
Did.
Oh, wow.
Ulysses S. Grant, if anyone's going to like do some damage without a weapon, it's him. He's a tactician on the battlefield. He could get around it. But, I mean, Taft, he's massive. He has a spear. You got to go Taft.
He is just a tremendously huge man. 5'11", 340.
The age difference is nothing in this one. You know, that's what is it, 3 years, 2 years?
Yeah, nothing crazy. It's, 51 years old to... Let's see, 46.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, still, that's nothing.
Yeah. So you're going to go with Ulysses Grant?
No, Taft.
Oh, sorry, you're going with Taft.
Yeah. He's a big boy. He's got size. He's got a weapon. You got to.
So one for Taft. Let's see what Meek's got.
Obviously, go with Taft. He's basically a right guard out there with a spear versus someone without a weapon. Like, this is a no-brainer.
Yeah.
This will be the easiest choice of the entire, like, Battle Royale.
Oh, yeah, so I was correct. He was the heavyweight. Taft was the heavyweight wrestling champion at Yale. Che.
I mean, we're taking Taft is 5'11" versus 5'8". He has a lot of bad weight. Like 340 is
that's what I was thinking.
Morbidly obese. That guy ain't moving around too. And a spear, you gotta like throw it and like stab someone with it. I don't think he's getting close to a guy who won the Civil War. Like, I think Ulysses S. Grant just like waits him out and then kills him with his own spear.
I agree.
I'm taking Grant
as well. You took the words right out of my mouth, Steven. I mean, that he can't even move it that way. And you got to take into account, he's listed at 5'11". That's probably a program height. He's probably more like 5'9", 360, right? So he's like even fatter than what he's listed at and shorter than he's listed at. I'm taking the speed guy. Give me the scat back. He's going to run right by him.
So that means we're 2-2 right now, KB.
Dedication isn't born in the light of day. It's carved in the quiet hours before the world blinks awake. At Boar's Head, we rise with a mission to deliver craftsmanship worthy of your table. A slice of something special folded into every moment worth savoring. Because dedication means delivering only the very best. Boar's Head, committed to craft since 1905.
I kind of agree with these guys. I think Taft in college, he was in the 200s. He was young. At 51 years old, 340 pounds, he's got to be very out of shape. He's morbidly obese. He's tubs of lard. And he got stuck in that tub not because of just his fatness, because he was so unathletic, like he couldn't get out, stand up.
Yes.
I don't know how he's going to heave a spear. I don't know anything about spear throwing. I imagine it requires skill, strength, and in the field of battle, some type of physical shape.
I would like
to think Grant could outrun him and to a point where he can sneak up behind him and choke him out, maybe. I'll go Grant.
So another one for Grant. We are 3-2 in favor of Grant right now. Rudy?
I respect the thought, but this is crazy.
I can be swayed.
He has a spear.
But as a fat guy, who's like the...
He
doesn't need to throw it. Spears can be used just to stab. It's a long knife.
But you have to get close to the guy, right?
Close
not
enough.
That close.
Not close.
It's a spear.
How long of a spear are we talking here?
At least 6 feet, probably.
I'm thinking 6 feet, yeah.
Yeah, this could
but
be...
But he can't even like hold it really without getting around his gut.
So you want to go... Okay, so you want to fight against an offensive lineman with a spear, and you think you have a chance.
That's not an offensive lineman. Offensive linemen are athletes.
A 50-year-old obese man.
Regardless.
This is a morbidly obese, like, elderly man. And just out of curiosity, what the fuck are you eating in the 1850s where you can even get to be that big? isn't well Taft is like 19, right?
He was later, yeah.
He's like turn of the
probably
century.
Jell-O yeah. Molds.
Probably Jell-O
molds. Really disgusting casserole.
Selling yeah, carrots and yeah. Jell-O,
beef jerky.
Yeah.
I don't know. I could. Like, no I don't know fat. How. The, I don't know the mechanics of a spear. Is it, how heavy is it?
You just. You can just.
I don't think he could do that though. Yeah. That's a lot of gut to get around. Like,
Listen. It comes down to this: if he gets rushed and he misses that first lunge,
mm-hmm.
it's probably bad. Bad. But that spear, like, you could kill him in a moment.
Yeah, but they're fighting in an arena.
What like, is that?
Oh, is it an arena? That actually yeah, makes it easier for Taft.
Yeah, it's like a gladiator type deal.
Okay.
Easier for I would think that would more make enclosed. It easier for Grant because well, like now, an arena is going to be very large. Like the I'm thinking that what they're fighting with in Gladiator, it's not like they're in a boxing ring or like a Hell in a Cell. Like he can move around and just like Taft is not going to catch him. So he ain't going to get close enough.
We're talking Coliseum, not like a Hunger Games arena where the
no like Coliseum.
You can like okay, all right. I still think Taft though. Yeah.
But after a while, like they're He's both going to tire out.
He has his spear. It's not going to be a long fight.
He's 360 pounds.
Yeah, you're making him out to be some NFL player.
Yeah.
He's 50, 340, 5'10".
It's closer to like, I'm trying to think of it in terms like, it's kind of like Doug's versus like an alcoholic KB.
Doug's is way taller, though.
And I'd take Doug's.
Doug's is way taller. Yeah, it's true. He's a lot taller.
Yeah, Doug's is like 6'4".
Yeah,
Doug's is a big.
How old is Grant in this scenario?
46.
46.
And he's what height and weight?
5'8", like 175.
He's Clemmer. Well, actually,
no, he's definitely heavy.
He's like four Clemmers.
Maybe, yeah,
close to me, a little bigger, but
you know, you can whack him with a spear, stab him with a spear. Yeah. You got weight on him. I think you know. I think Taft.
I think Taft could get him with one nice.
That spear, I get that he's fat, but dude, like that spear versus no spear is just a non-contest.
No weapon.
He's going to be winded after.
He doesn't need to be.
5 seconds?
The guy runs at him and he just skewers him.
You think he's going to run at him?
No, Grant's going to run at him.
Why would Grant run at him?
Because he's got to get near him.
There ain't no time limit.
Then he can just stand there.
In that case, the Taft could just wait it out.
Taft just walks him down, like backs him into
at some point. He has to close the gap.
Taft can take a seat.
This isn't like regular. He can't filibuster a duel.
Yeah,
I mean, he can try to run to an extent.
How if he runs around?
I mean, that's not going to take too long when you're 300,000 pounds.
He can just sit there and wait. He can just sit there and wait. If he runs around,
you got to get behind him.
Then he just backs up against the wall. If he just runs around, he has to get close to him.
Back, I didn't take that into account.
At some point, he has to get close to him. He doesn't have a weapon.
I want
to
try this against a man of that size and age.
At some point, Grant has to come to him.
Just to see. It doesn't have to be a sharp spear.
Like a pool.
We'll give you like one of those fake lightsabers or something.
Like a bow staff. Like something with no spearhead on it.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. We can just get a stick from the outside or something. That's all we need to. We just need a simulation here. I think KB would beat him.
KB's much younger than
Grant.
What if it's like so? What is this? Is like KB's dad versus Frank before he started walking?
Exactly what it would be.
Yeah, but if Frank was a world champion wrestler or whatever he was, like that even though he's fat, he can still wrestle.
I don't know that
I keep forgetting about that.
He was an athlete.
Like even if Grant gets in tight, like even though he's fat and a little bit older, he's still gonna have that wrestling DNA.
Audi.
I changed my vote because of that.
So you're going to go with Taft?
I'm going with Taft.
That means Taft's going to carry it.
I don't even know if I've ever swung anybody before. That would felt really good.
The wrestling, it swayed me. I forgot about that.
Good work.
Okay, so.
So does Taft keep that spear for the rest of the draft?
Yes.
I think he has to,
whatever weapon you get, yeah.
That boy going home soon.
Now we have the number 4 seed, Zach Taylor. 5'8", 170, 64 years old. Zach Taylor, he's like kind of a forgotten president, which I think a lot of people.
Yeah, this is my boy. This is my boy, Zach Taylor, dude.
Yeah, that's somebody's
prez. Yeah,
his
dude.
His name was Old Rough and Ready because he fought like 1,000 wars. He beat Tecumseh and all of the Indians.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Mexican American War.
Yeah. War. He beat the Mexicans, and then he got elected president after that. And he was just known as like this super hard ass like warrior guy.
He looks like old Bob Odenkirk.
And that's it. Kind of yeah.
That's just like every TikTok dude's name.
You know what? I was ready to call you crazy for that, but
not a horrible observation.
He's going up against Lyndon B. Johnson.
Ooh.
Does he got a nuclear bomb?
He was 6'4", 255 years old when he took over. He served in World War II. He nicknamed his own penis Jumbo.
He had the fat cock.
You can tell by his facial structure. Yes. He's a large penis.
Yeah, there's like the recordings where he's like, he's talking to his tailor. He's like, make my pockets extra deep for my pocket knife and my penis.
Yeah.
It's very weird.
Big penis.
Kind of rules up.
So we'll start with Zach Taylor first. What does Zach Taylor get for a weapon? And it's going to be Trident net.
Mace.
No, mace.
Over
for who?
Mace spray is so debilitating. It's insane.
You done it?
I've gotten contact high from mace.
What? Okay. All my cop buddies said it's spray. The worst.
I mean, if this guy has
something on. It is excruciating.
Let's see. Lyndon Johnson gets
a sword and a shield.
Sword and shield.
Ooh, the shield actually kind of changes things.
It does kind of change the dynamics of the mace spray. So it's Zach Taylor with mace, the spray, versus Lyndon Johnson with the sword and shield. So we start with you this time, Rudy.
Lyndon gets the sword and shield?
Yes.
And Zachary Taylor gets the mace. Dude, so I was in a bar one time. I don't know to this day if it was pepper spray or mace.
I think it's the same thing.
Man. I don't know. And someone sprayed it, and the entire bar sprinted out. It like, even if you're not hit by it, it absolutely incapacitates you. Snot coming out of your nose, puking, like eyes watering, like you cannot function at all. To the point where even Zach Taylor will probably get fucked up by it too. But if you get hit with a direct shot of mace, you are doing nothing. You cannot do anything.
You're crippled.
Other than swing your sword wildly. Now, having said that, the shield can save you from a direct hit, but you're still going to be fucked up. So this is going to be two presidents sniffling snot, puking, crying. One of which
fire.
Now,
yeah,
I've seen bug spray, mace videos. It's not like bug spray where it's just a gentle mist. It like shoots rockets at you.
It's
right?
Like a water.
It's like
right?
A water gun. It's like directed. A super soaker. So if you can get around that. And I have cop buddies, they have to do it, part of their training or whatever, they have to get maced and tased, I believe. They said it's the worst thing, like, of all time. They're like, it's absolutely, it cripples you, incapacitates.
Dude, I saw, in the bar, I saw a full-grown man on his hands and knees crawling, puking. Wow.
I believe it.
It was like World War Z. It was nuts. It just fucks you up.
The mace kind of fucks both of you up, but only one of them has the sword and shield after that.
True, but
I got a question. How much do you run out of mace, or has he got like an unlimited supply?
You definitely run out.
He has a banana. Okay. He has a banana clip in it. An extendo. He's got a switch on it.
He's got a bump stock on his mace.
Man, I have a really hard time. I mean, once he gets the mace on him, he's got to figure out how to take him. This is to the death, correct?
Yes.
So, once he's maced him, he's got to figure out how to take him out. I mean, you could probably get the sword off him because he's just going to be so debilitated. Finishing him off is going to be difficult, especially with the mace in the air. But I'm telling you, that mace is just it's just so overpowered. Like, there's no way that LBJ is going to be able to have any kind of attack other than swinging his sword wildly, blindly, and hopefully getting lucky. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna go Zach
Taylor.
Yeah.
One vote for Zach Taylor, KB.
I was prepared to underestimate mace. I think I'm still going to a little bit. I think at their respective ages, in the 50s and 60s?
Yeah.
Lyndon just has to hold on to that sword. I think he can block a good bit of that mace with the shield. And if he just keeps hold of that sword, then I think that's his battle.
Yeah, 64 years old for Zach Taylor, 55 years old for Lyndon B.
Both probably out of shape at this point.
Yeah.
Lyndon, no real... I couldn't find any combat experience. He was like a general. I couldn't find anything about his athleticism. But you got to think with the sword, unless I'm underestimating mace too much, he pulls it out. So I'm going to
I'm kind of with you. The other thing is that really depends on if he gets a headshot. And God forbid if he direct shots his mouth.
You're saying
he honestly might
headshots
suffocate.
Got Lyndon B. Johnson.
So Lyndon gets maced in the face. do you think he's incapacitated enough to not even be able to hold on to a sword?
Honestly, yes.
Okay.
He might, maybe not. If it goes direct shot into his mouth, he legitimately might die. It fucks
He'd
you
wanna
up.
He'd want to die, maybe.
All right. You kind of are swaying me again, but I'm going to go with my gut, Lyndon with the sword and shield.
I don't hate
it. One right now. White Sox Dave.
Rudy's like Wolf of Wall Street salesman today. He sold me on the mace. So I'm going LBJ with the mace.
I know some loser cops who must have survived that pretty easily.
How? Like, by the sounds of it, it sounds like I'd be like, fuck that, I'll do something else for the rest of my life.
I'm going to look up some videos.
So we are 2 for Zach Taylor and the mace and 1 for Lyndon B. Johnson, sword and shield. Jay.
I respect mace. I also think shields get underrated. A shield not only is a blocker, but a shield can be a weapon. You guys know about Captain America?
I guess what's stopping Lyndon from just blocking the whole spray of mace?
Right. So the fact that it comes out as a water gun spray is advantageous to a guy holding a shield. Because if it comes out in, like, you know, how spray paint would come out, then it's like, all right, it's everywhere. There's nothing you can really do. But you can deflect a good bit of it. And then, yeah, to be honest, like, you could just kind of go to town with a shield and then stab at the end. So give me a Lyndon B. Johnson.
Stephen Shea sold me now.
Forgot about the shield.
I am again changing my vote.
So now we have 1 for Zach Taylor, 3 for Lyndon B. Johnson, sword and shield.
So when was mace invented? Like,
I would guess like 20 years ago, but probably more.
I was going to say, like, Zachary Taylor doesn't know how to use mace. That's the other
good
part
point.
Of it. It's like his body may not even be able to, like, handle any fumes at all.
Is it not just a button?
Off. Yeah.
Or a trigger?
I don't think... How many buttons have they ever seen? A spring-loaded button?
Yeah, that's...
you think the button's going to trip him up?
It could.
We got to consider that.
Mm-hmm. You've seen a sword before.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, if it just was switched, I may have taken him, but I'll go with Lyndon B. with the sword.
Lyndon B. with the sword's going to win, but Vibsy?
Hey, it's Fran from Chicks in the Office. It's peak summer. One plan is turning into 5, but trust, I'll be wearing Abercrombie to all of them. Catch me in their Sloan tailored pan at work and then the happy hour right after. The Dylan dress for dinner plans when you want something easy but still put together. And of course, their denim. Because Abercrombie denim just works, no matter the plan. Keep up with the pace of summer without overthinking it. Shop in the app, online, and in stores.
Yeah, I don't want to... underestimate mace or Zachary Taylor. Zachary Taylor's a badass. I don't think some residual mace getting in his mouth is going to stop him. But Lyndon B. Johnson, he's got height, he's got size, he's got a shield. He blocks the mace spray, just backs him down, stabs him with the sword, kills him. Lyndon B. Johnson's winning.
That's what I'm
Lyndon
thinking.
B. Johnson. Yeah, I'm kind of getting. I get this. The shield changes everything.
He is tall and gangly, though. What if he's got like Tate arms and can't even lift the sword or shield? Something to take into account.
He's got a fat cock. He's got big old.
He's got a fat cock.
You should go door to door selling mace to girl dads.
Yeah.
You can market that shit.
Yeah.
Like, I'm telling you, man, this stuff,
I'm telling you, it will kill a man.
So our next matchup is going to be as Lyndon B. Johnson with the sword and shield moves on. Our number 9 seed versus our 8 seed. Our 9 seed, President Barack Obama.
Here we go.
Nice. Next one. 180, 47.
He's crossing his fingers for a drone.
Yeah, he's got to have a drone. He's got to have a drone.
We've seen him be like an athletic dude. Like whenever they have the clips of him playing.
No. Watch his first pitch. It's embarrassing.
That's just baseball. I'm saying, like, we've seen him be athletic, like playing basketball. He looks great. Like, more than so that I don't think Biden or Trump could ever drive the lane in their life. But like, he looks athletic enough.
I agree.
He's going up against our number 8 seed, George H.W. Bush. I just spelled wrong. 6'2", 191, 64 years old. He was the former head of the CIA before being elected president for Reagan.
And he was like the MVP of the World Series for Yale. Like George
W. Bush. Really?
Yeah, they're a big baseball family, the Bushes.
Yeah, okay. Ronald Reagan kind of got all the credit for being like a macho guy, but George H.W. Bush was a badass.
He owned the Texas Rangers, I think.
He was a fighter pilot.
He was a torpedo bomber during World War II. He flew 58 missions and won multiple medals during World War II.
Okay.
Yeah.
He was also shot down.
But for some reason, he got the reputation of being like a pussy. But he was a total badass.
Good to know.
a pretty badass dude. So we'll start with you this time, Vibsy. George H.W. Sorry, I should have done the weapons first. So we'll do Obama first. What weapon does Obama get? Yeah, he's really praying, Rudy, for that drone strike.
Oh, yeah, the weapon's important.
Oh.
This is Obama?
All right. Okay. This may work to his
Did you say Mobamba?
I said Mobamba, yeah.
So brass knuckles for Obama, and George H.W. gets the... Ooh, oh no. He gets the actual mace.
Mace.
Oh my God.
All right.
This is a good hand-to-hand combat fight to the death.
Wow.
I got to take George H.W. Bush. Well, he was flying fighter pilot missions. Barack Obama was smoking weed in poetry circles. So I'm taking George H.W. Bush, baby.
With the mace.
With the mace.
Okay.
Yes.
Physical mace, again, which is a long metal rod with a spiked ball at the end.
Oh, then I'm definitely, what? Wait, what was the last?
It's a different mace.
This is different mace.
Not mace.
I had to look it up.
I was going to.
It's a cool weapon.
Yeah. It's a sick weapon. It's a metal, think of like a metal rod with a ball at the end of it that is covered in spikes.
One of the harder weapons to use, though.
How heavy is it, roughly?
No.
Do we know?
It's like a metal ball with spikes, so pretty heavy.
Yeah, this isn't a mace with a chain on it. That's like a flail.
That's a flail.
Yeah.
That's different.
Oh, there's no chain on it?
This is just a stick. No, this is like a baseball bat, which he is. But it's like a baseball bat. He's swinging a baseball bat.
Yeah. I thought
I know
it had
it's
the
like
chain.
Shorter, but
I thought it had the chain.
Oh, one of these.
Yeah.
That kind of looks shitty.
Yeah, it's like half the size of a baseball bat with a spiked ball.
Okay.
Dude.
That's a motion.
That's a problem.
Like I said, he was like the MVP of the World Series of college baseball.
He can swing a bat.
He's teeing off on Barry.
Mm. Great point. So one for the George H.W. with the mace versus Obama with the brass knuckle.
George, just mace. That's all I need to hear.
Just the mace?
The mace.
The description of the mace was enough.
The mace, yes.
So another one for George H.W., Che.
This is tough because there's, what, an 18-year age difference? Something pretty significant. They're both, you know, former athletes.
64 versus 47. Yeah, that is. That's
a lot. It's tough because I'd like to say Obama with the brass knuckles, but you have to get close. And if George H.W. has that type of item, it'll probably be pretty close to get. It'll be pretty hard to get close to him. So I guess I'm going Bush.
Another one for George H.W. Bush. Dave.
I too will go Bush. As the former director of the CIA, he's probably got an innate ability to have people commit suicide on command. So he could just like use that telepathic power he's got as the former CIA head to make that happen should his weapons fail.
I like that. Another one for George H.W. is going to win, but KB?
Yeah, I think the spiked baseball bat is going to enable him to knock Barack out pretty quickly and then just bludgeon him to pieces.
the imagining though Obama piecing someone up with brass knuckles is kind of funny.
Yeah.
It's a good image.
Just backing him down like this and just clocking George Sr.
Is there like a simulator that exists where we can like put all these in?
Yeah, like a president deathmatch.
Yeah. It's like celebrity deathmatch.
Yeah.
Like that. Rudy?
So the age is when they're president, I assume, right?
Yeah, so it's 64 for George H.W.
Yeah, I kind of see where Chase coming from because I'm looking at pictures of George Sr. when he's in office. And him swinging a mace, like, you know, he still got it, I think, but it wouldn't be as potent as you might think.
64 is old, yeah.
Yeah.
If he misses,
you don't
too,
forget
it's
how
over.
To swing a baseball bat, though.
It's over? He doesn't let go of it, does he?
I mean, your swing would be so far, like, your momentum carries you, and you're just completely open to getting punched and knocked out with brass knuckles.
Mm-hmm. It doesn't help either that I have the image in my head of him in the wheelchair at the baseball game, just like,
Yeah. With Tony Gwynn.
Yeah.
Just a couple of dead guys.
When you're so old that you can't even close your mouth, you know? But yeah, I don't know. The mace is just so devastating. The age thing is tough, though. It really depends on how heavy that fucker is, that mace. But given the baseball history, it doesn't matter, right? He's going to go on anyway. So
yeah, he's going to go on anyway. But yeah, so either way, George H.W. is going to move on with the mace. Now we can do our chain game. First up on the chain game, good old Donnie T. And the way it's going to work, by the way, for the chain game, it's just a bare knuckle brawl all for one. So imagine it's like you have five guys all in the ring, or however many guys, like all in the ring, and they're all just beating the fuck out of each other, bare knuckle. So Donald Trump up first. He was just 70 years old
He's got the size, but 7 years old to start is just tough. Going up against James Madison, 5'4", 100 pounds.
100 pounds?
He's the size of, like, McKenzie.
Oh, my goodness.
He's so small. He's the smallest. He's the smallest president.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, 100 pounds is crazy.
He's one of the prominent ones, too, right?
He was early, very prominent one, yeah. It's just, it's a tough one. James Monroe, it's 6 foot 189. He's one of the heavier guys.
That's a size guy, yeah.
That's a nice athletic builder right there.
Joe Biden, I just want to see in the ring. I just want to see him get in the fight. 78 years old.
Oh, boy.
175. John Tyler, 6 foot 160. Another taller guy. And Nixon, 5'11", 175. He looked a lot older than he actually was. Like, here, he looks like a human.
For sure. Yeah, he looks like a grown man when he's, like, just a kid. Like, hair, I think it's his hair.
I can picture him in this so easily. Like, come on, put him up.
Yeah. He'd be a dirty fighter, too. And then lastly, Ronald Reagan.
Sorry, a lot of men.
6'1". Yeah.
Are they all going to get weapons?
No. Oh, sorry. I thought you were saying.
Oh.
Like, yeah, they're all men.
They don't get weapons in this?
There's a bare knuckle brawl, all for one.
Okay.
Everyone for themselves. They're all just in a big circle. And I think theoretically for this, it should be like a UFC like arena. Like, you know, for, like, we close the ranks a little bit.
An octagon.
Yeah, like an octagon. Mm-hmm. All however.
We're just doing Hell in a Cell here.
Yeah, it's seven of them. Yeah, all seven of them in a ring who comes out alive. So I'll give you the options again. Rudy, you'll be voting first. Donald Trump, James Madison, James Monroe, Joe Biden, John Taylor, Ronald Reagan, or Richard Nixon.
Who's the youngest?
Yeah.
Let's see. We got 69.
Was it
56? 51. That might be it. 78, 58, and 57. So yeah, John Taylor, I believe, is the youngest.
And he's 6 foot 160. I mean, I gotta take him.
Yes,
I gotta take him because pretty much in my eyes, Trump and Biden are out.
Mm-hmm.
They're just too old. Nixon, I think, has got some juice just because of his face. I think that he just looks like someone he looks like an old guy that gets into a fight, would still entertain a bar fight.
Yeah, so. Try to beat up Biz at a restaurant.
He's got an intimidation factor, I feel.
Right,
like.
Right.
You don't want to fight that guy.
Right.
He's got a little scuzz in him.
He's
ugly. He's got nothing to lose.
Yeah.
But I'm still gonna. I think he goes down swinging, but I think it's Taylor.
John Tyler. Sorry. Yeah, same thing. So one for John Tyler, KB.
I'm looking at anything to suggest otherwise. But yeah, John Tyler, he was an athlete, a college swim captain.
That's huge. He skied.
That's enough for me to say at the youngest and at 6 feet in a nice build, he would win.
Another one for John Tyler. Vice X Dave?
For as much shit as he constantly gets, in spite of his age, he is a lot more youthful in action. I think Donald Trump, I think you got to kind of age him down for this exercise in particular. I don't think he shows his age as much as some of these, like Nixon would, perhaps. That said, are any of these old school guys that have, like, powdered wigs, did they do, like, any, what was it called, gouging, where they would, it was like wrestling, but they would, like, literally try to gouge each other's eyes out, and it was an actual sport forever.
Did any of them do that?
Yeah, did any of them take part in
gouging?
Okay. Well, in that case, then I am going to go with, I'll go with John Taylor as well.
John Taylor. Yes, John Taylor. Sorry, Taylor. Jay.
Yeah, John Tyler. I mean, he's just so much younger than everyone else. Like, there are only two guys that are close in age with him. One of them is 100 pounds and 8 inches shorter than him. And the other one is, what was it, Nixon?
Dude, so small.
Yeah, John Tyler.
Dude, if Madison can get the ground and pound game going, he might be like Khabib out there. Just a boa constrictor just suffocating these guys.
5'4"?
Dude, imagine him sprinting up behind Biden and jumping on his back.
Like Rey Mysterio doing like moves off the ring. Like flying all over
619.
It.
619.
I would like to know how much one of my legs weighs. To see how close it'd be to James Madison.
Iconic summer moments deserve an iconic drink. Reach for Mountain Dew, an American original. From its beginnings in the foothills of Tennessee to your biggest summer yet. The refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew is the perfect companion to your American summer adventures.
enjoy the refreshing citrus kick of Mountain Dew. Tasting great since 48. Look for Mountain Dew in stores near you at MountainDew.com. That's MountainDew.com.
500 pounds.
In my freshman year of high school, I was 5'1", 100 pounds. And I was a tough son of a bitch.
You're even smaller than him. So he's going to win, but...
Why are we sleeping on Nixon? He was literally a playable character in Call of Duty. He survived a zombie apocalypse.
Oh, in Call of Duty, yeah. Mm,
this is an important factor.
That is true.
I mean, he's strong enough to survive a zombie apocalypse. He can't survive...
In the game, yeah.
Other... I mean, yeah. It's based on a real story.
That's true.
Oh, yeah.
That's true.
I don't know if Nixon was an athlete. I think
he was in World War II, though.
He seems right? like someone yeah. who was like in debate club. You know what I mean? And he was like yeah. president of that. Yeah.
I'm taking Nixon.
You're taking Nixon?
Nixon.
I want to take James.
I mean, if you could sell me on, he's not that much older.
Yeah.
But I don't know anything about his experience in like sports or combat.
I believe he was in World War II, but like not combat.
This is.
He's behind a desk.
Fists.
Yeah. I want to take James Madison just because. The little guy, you don't want to underestimate him. He'll claw and fight, but John Tyler being 6'1" and like 180 pounds, like you gotta take him. Everyone else is too old.
Let's see, World War II. Am I wrong? Was he not? He was in the Navy. He was in the Navy in World War II Pacific. He was in. Oh, he got a bunch of medals too. Good to know.
Maybe yeah. I don't know. Maybe we're sleeping on Nixon.
Yeah, because Tyler is actually 160 at 6'1". That's pretty stringy.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. The thing is, it doesn't totally matter a ton because they're going to
be. All right. Yeah. What's next?
Our number one seed, which is, of course, Teddy Roosevelt.
Best men of all time.
The all time coolest human.
One of the all time best just men in general. Mm. Teddy Roosevelt. His list of accolades is insane, but he's a boxer. He was the first judo and jiu-jitsu brown belt in American history. He was trained in wrestling. He's an outdoorsman, veteran of the Spanish-American War. He was shot in the chest in the middle of making a speech, declined aid, and continued doing the speech with a bullet lodged in his body. He was out in the Badlands of the Dakotas for years and years. Just one of the ultimate
badasses. I'll tell you something really cool about Teddy Roosevelt. So his wife and his daughter died within a couple of weeks each other, I want to say, and he was really upset about it to the point where he wanted to just get out of the public eye and get out of politics. And one morning he woke up and said, I gotta quit being such a little pussy and crying about all this unimportant shit. So know what he did? You know what
unimportant.
He did?
Unimportant. Yeah.
Unimportant shit.
Yep, got
He's
it.
Packed up his shit and he went and just explored the entire Amazon rainforest on his own.
He almost, well, he
first
was
one to do
son.
That. Well, yeah, it was with his son, Kermit. Kermit. He did.
Kermit.
Kermit Roosevelt?
Who was also the director of the CIA, I want to believe, later on in life.
He told his son, he's like, just leave me, let me die here. Yep. And like, we're not doing that, we're taking you with us. He's like, yeah, fine. I think it was his mom and his wife died on the same day, and he wrote his journal.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
The light in my life is gone, or whatever.
Yeah, like he had this long, detailed journal, and that was the only entry for the day. It was like, the light in my life has gone out.
Yeah, what an emo. I love that.
Yeah. Dude, he was a beast, though. He was
All time. You can, you know, we don't need to talk about all the imperialist ambitions and all that, but...
Panama Canal, man.
Probably my favorite president, I would say.
Yeah, walkie tall and carry a big stick was attributed to him. Teddy bear is named after him because he couldn't kill the bear cub, right, or something, I believe it was.
I don't know.
But yeah, all-time badass. So we'll start with Teddy. Let's see what weapon Teddy gets. This could play a factor, as much as I hate to say it.
It almost makes it cool. He started off as like a pussy, and then he like made himself become a badass.
Yeah, he can use that.
Yep.
That's all he needs.
Hell yeah.
That's kitchen all he knife. Needs.
That could be the end of the bragger right there.
Yeah.
That he has a kitchen knife. And let's see what John Taylor gets.
Kitchen knife is a big thing?
Yeah, like this. Like
a chef's sharper
knife.
One. The name is
chef's
knife.
Okay, chef's knife. Got it.
Yep.
Okay, taser for John Taylor. By the way, when I say taser, I'm thinking like the one you physically need to press to someone, not the shooting one.
Okay? Gotcha.
Okay.
Throwing it out there.
The ebony taser.
Yeah. Yes. The shooting one would be too unfair.
Well, there is also a gun on here, but we'll get to that. So we have, again, John Taylor with the taser versus Teddy Roosevelt with a kitchen knife. Start with you, Wibsy.
You got to go Roosevelt with the kitchen knife. That's like Mike Myers. You can't stop him.
Yeah.
And if he gets tased, he might keep going.
He might get mad.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh,
The bull moose takes more than that.
Oh, yeah.
It'd be like, do you ever see that video of the dude who gets tased and he's like, I'm going to get you,
bitch. He's got the cigarette hanging out of his mouth. Yeah. And he's like, that's an all-time all-time video. Yeah, I'm going Teddy.
He also tried to run the third term with it was the bull moose party, right?
Yeah.
Again, electricity wasn't even invented for John Taylor. He has no idea how to use a fucking taser. So it's easily going to be Teddy.
All you got to do is say, hey, Mr. President, push this button, hold it
he
up.
He doesn't know what it does. He might use it on himself.
Why would he do that? He knows it's a weapon of some sort.
Buttons weren't invented. Electricity wasn't invented.
No, this is a good point. A president, he can't solve these kind of problems.
He's not watching the fights before him. Gas prices aren't up to the present.
So right now we are two for
gas wasn't even invented.
We have two for Teddy and the kitchen knife. Jay.
Teddy Roosevelt for sure. But low key, having a journal, kind of a pussy move, I think.
He was for the time,
It's a journal, not a diary.
You have one too. It's called
not
Twitter.
At all.
Mm-hmm. I don't think that's the same at all.
What do you think he would say to you? What do you think he would say to you? Where you're like, I do movie reviews.
He probably doesn't know what a movie is.
Fair, nah, good point.
Movies. Right around that was like right before Charlie Chaplin and all that. And this
Teddy Roosevelt. He's.
I want to say he died in like 1920, so he saw some.
He may have saw Wizard of Oz.
He saw what was the Klansman movie that Woodrow Wilson loved. Yeah, he was like, that's got some good points.
So we are three for Teddy and the kitchen knife, Dave.
Teddy Roosevelt. I think that he would get into that fight and like want to be tased just to see what it would feel like, and then just go and gut him and go and like take over the world.
Teddy is going to win, but KB.
Yeah, Teddy Roosevelt is stabbing John Tyler to death. You could convince me that he already did that in real life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He may have done that. I don't know anything about John Tyler, but yeah, that's an easy battle. He got shot in the chest.
Shot in the chest and lived.
He started like hitting us with quotables.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
One more thing.
Dude, it was a 50-page speech too, and he did the entire thing after getting shot in the chest.
Sorry, I'm gonna have to talk a little quiet. I got shot.
Bullet in my lungs.
Yeah.
Rudy.
Yeah, I mean, clearly, I mean, Teddy Roosevelt invited the world champion bare knuckle boxer to the White House because he's like, well, I got to fight the best fighter.
That's right.
I lost vision in one eye as a result of the fight.
He probably dabbed it up with them afterwards and it was like, good fight, man.
Apparently, I think I heard this is from Louis and Shane's thing about the presidents, but I guess that he was like this like can't get out that I'd have not because he was embarrassed, I don't think. But more so, it was like, I can't have people knowing that I've lost a fucking eye.
Mm. Like FDR with polio.
Yeah.
Hume is weak.
He did go, I want to say it was like extreme depression after he lost his third race because he thought like the American people stopped loving him. It's just because he tried to form the own party and he split the vote.
The votes, yeah. But yeah, either way, Teddy's going to move on. Before we get to the second half, let's hear from our next sponsor of the day, Blue Chew. Have better sex over with Blue Chew, the original brand offering chewable tablets for better sex. And starting now, Blue Chew is offering a combo so strong it'll knock your socks off and your neighbor's socks off too, because you'll be able to move towns with the amount of noise that you're making. Blue Chew Max has arrived, and it combines the active ingredients of Viagra and Cialis into one chewable. This combo acts fast and lasts. Be ready to be ready when she needs it, and your first month of Blue Chew free. Great sex is a few clicks away. Sign up at BlueChew.com, consult one of their licensed medical providers, and once you're approved, you'll receive the prescription within days. They're made in the USA and prepared and shipped directly to your door. The best part? It's all online. That means no visits to the doctor's office, no awkward conversations, and no waiting in line at the pharmacy. And they won't stop until every man is bricked up like a brick house. Commodore song?
Yeah.
Commodore song, right? Brick house?
She's a brick.
That's Commodore's, I think.
House. Is that George Clinton?
You might be right.
I don't know.
Make life easier by getting harder and discover your options over at BlueChew.com. And we have a special deal for our listeners. Get your first month free when you use promo code BRACKET. Just pay $5 shipping. That's promo code BRACKET. Visit BlueChew.com for more details and important safety information. And we thank BlueChew for sponsoring this podcast. All right. On the other half, let's open up what we got. We have the number 11 seed versus the number 6 seed.
Chuck Rainey.
Who's that? Oh.
That's who's saying she's at Rick House.
I can't believe that wasn't the Commodores. I fucked that up. So next up, we have the 6 versus the 11 seed. The 11 seed is...
Oh, the Commodores, it is.
It is? Oh, okay.
But Songbite, I don't know.
We got Chester Arthur in the building. 6'2", 224, 51 years old. This is actually
a linebacker right there.
It's good dimensions.
physicals, just from the pure physics of it, like he's got the right build for this. Mm-hmm. And he's going up against Bill Clinton, 6'2", 233, 46 years old, young guy. What are the facts we got? Yeah, Bill Clinton, Coxman is the only thing I wrote down.
Was he an athlete in any way?
Saxophonist?
He was like an Eagle Scout, I think, and a few other things, but like I don't think he was
an artsy boy.
Nah, he was a big-time hippie. Yeah. I've seen the college pictures of him in Hill Dog.
And Chester Arthur served in the Civil War, but that's basically it. No other real crazy athletic achievements.
6'2", 233. Was he a little doughy, or was he like jacked?
That's what I didn't think he
was. Probably wasn't jacked.
He looked more like doughy. Well put together, but not. Yeah. That's like kind of a. That's a good frame right there.
Mm-hmm.
That's like linebacker
frames.
Both of them are.
As far as a pure physics match or physical traits matchup, this is both. This is good for both of them, I think. And let's see what weapons we got. Let's do Chester Arthur first. Let's see what he gets. Chester gets the, oh God. No, two-handed axe for Chester Arthur.
Ooh. Yeah.
For that size and that age, and like that's actually great.
He's big enough to use it, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's going to be tough to beat. Give Bill a gun.
A hammer. The hammer gets a hammer. This isn't like a war hammer. This is like a, you know, ball peen type hammer deal.
A mincy hammer.
Yeah. So hammer versus axe. Chester Arthur versus Bill Clinton. Who ended last? Rudy?
Yeah.
Rudy, you're up first.
I mean, there's going to be very difficult to beat the axe for Bill. They're pretty much evenly matched up size-wise. If I'm going to play devil's advocate for Bill, I would say that he might have to try to win the mental battle, like get in his head, be like, if he threatens, he's like, I'm gonna fuck you. You know, like he's like, if he gets in that, he's like, I'm gonna woo you and fuck you. Cause I feel like that's what Bill does. Anytime he walks in a room, he like looks at somebody, he's like, that person's gonna get sexed by me.
Oh yeah.
So, but I don't think that really affects Chester's ability to kill him with a two-handed axe. The hammer,
fair.
It's one in a million, I think, that he gets in tight and hits him right in the temple, puts his lights out. But Chester with the two-handed axe is going to slice up Bill Clinton.
Like Nancy Pelosi.
What's a two-handed axe? Are we just talking just a normal axe?
Try and put it together, my
friend.
Well,
now you have to hold like this.
Yeah, it's not like a
every axe?
Not like a tomahawk, I suppose.
No, don't think like a hatchet.
Right.
Like
okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So KB, Chester Arthur.
It's kind of in the name.
I just call it an axe. But I like assume two-handed for axe.
Some people, when you hear axe, you might think like a hatchet or like a one-handed axe. That's also like a throwing
axe. A hatchet.
Two-handed axe. What else do you need to know?
Well, I was like, wait, all what the fuck's there. The difference between that and other axe?
KB's up.
Oh, yeah. Unless Chester A. Arthur is a worthless pussy, which I don't think he is. Bill's going to be all over the arena.
It's going to be chopped into pieces.
You can't have a mustache like that and be a worthless pussy. So yeah, I'm going to give it to Chester, too.
Is that a mustache?
That's just
Fu Manchu.
It's
hair. Chops into a mustache, yeah.
He survived the Civil War. Like, that's,
oh,
that,
yeah.
You got to give him credit for that.
Yeah, I didn't know he did that.
Yeah, he was a
there were no rules of war then.
What's a quartermaster do?
It's like,
are they just like cleaning the bunks?
No, you like you get supplies to everybody, basically.
Okay. Yeah,
that's not...
That's not,
not... No, not particularly impressive for this... In this case. But, I mean, he went through, like, a basic training in the army.
Yeah, and just surviving the Civil War period, yeah. I think, is a big, tall task.
Exactly. So we're 3 for Chester Arthur, Che.
Yeah. The only chance Bill has is if he misses with the axe, in which case Bill has an opening. But maybe running as fast as he can and just throwing the hammer at him and hoping to tackle him. Chester A. Arthur, I think, is going to... advance fairly easily with a giant axe.
Chester Arthur's gonna win, but
Chester, axe.
Big Chester guy.
Yep. Simple.
Always forget Chester Cheeto.
Chester Arthur. It's you got it.
Yeah, Chester's gonna move on. Now we have our number 3 seed versus our 4 seed. This will be an interesting one. Let's do put them up. George Washington at 6'1", 175, 64 years old. Washington. I mean, everyone like knows Washington, but like obviously general led from the front in battle, wounded a bunch of times. Like everyone was like in awe of him as a human being. Like everyone in that era, like always writes about how crazy he was. And that's going up against our number 14 seed, HW. Unless the other guy gets a shoe, he might be out of luck here. I'm not sure.
Man, because George Washington's 64, like,
mm-hmm.
and George Bush is about the same size and height almost, you know. He's got, he's got a little bit of weight on him. Man.
Well, let's see. Let's see what the weapons we get first. Let's
okay, do. Okay, yeah.
If Washington gets the
well, Vibbs, what are you thinking going in? What is the...
I think I'd have to take George Bush just because... So Washington gets a slingshot.
Not great.
Not ideal, no. George Washington's a badass, but George Bush is just...
I didn't realize he was 64. That's pretty old.
Yeah. Nunchucks.
George, oh, my God.
He definitely owns nunchucks, too. I would put money on it.
Dude, he starts off that fight with immediately going, konnichiwa. Yeah.
He's so dumb. Like, I can imagine him with the nunchucks smacking himself.
No one knows how to use nunchucks. Like, unless you're Bruce Lee, you don't know how to use nunchucks.
Yeah, what?
George Washington's got range in this. Just kind of stay back, slingshot for a little bit.
What is he slingshotting, though?
You get. I mean,
what do you think?
You got like a bag of rocks.
What is he aiming at?
He's
like, what is he shooting?
Yeah, what's he shooting? Oh, what's his ammo?
Grapes.
Yeah, David killed Goliath with a slingshot. George Washington's killing George W. Bush with a slingshot. I'm going
one for Washington.
The real GW.
Yeah.
I'm going George W. Bush. Like, it's nunchucks.
What?
But George W. Bush has nunchucks.
Do we know George Washington has aim with a slingshot?
I would bet he used a slingshot more than anybody else.
Yeah, yeah.
On this list, yes, but like, he still may not have used it that often.
George Bush with nunchucks, though?
But he's, nunchucks well, are just like...
nunchucks.
Yeah.
I guarantee he has them. I don't think he knows how to use them.
I think he knows how to use them.
Che?
This is tough because the size is pretty much a wash. 5'11", 6'1", is not crazy different. The shorter guy is 16 pounds heavier. So like, I think that's a total wash. You look at the age, I think 10 years... younger for George W. George Washington has a little bit more fighting experience, but I mean, I think he's cashing Social Security checks by his age. So the weapons, I almost feel, are kind of a wash because they're both like difficult to use and don't have like a crazy like killing effect outside of Goliath, which I don't think that is super realistic in mano a mano, same size guy fighting. I mean, we've seen Bush deliver under pressure with that pitch after 9/11, so I feel like maybe he's got a little bit of a shot and maybe a little bit better athlete than we think, so I'm going to go George W. Bush purely due to the age.
He played college baseball and rugby, just to throw it out there.
So he could tackle.
Yeah, and he dodged the shoe when that Iraqi guy threw it at him.
Yeah, 10 years younger, though. Yeah.
And you got to take into account 64 years in 1776, right. Or 81, I think it was when he...
Right.
Is a little older than 64 years when George Bush is alive.
Those are some hard years.
Yeah. Yeah. And has anybody ever tried shooting a slingshot, like an actual good one? They're so hard to shoot. They're like impossible to shoot. I don't think they actually work. So because of that, I'm going to go with George W. Bush.
You know, with George W. Bush, 3-1 right now.
But have you tried using nunchucks? Like,
what is Bush going to do with the nunchucks? What are nunchucks?
Whip it
what
around?
Are they made out of?
Wooden, a wood, chain between them.
You could also choke somebody out with them.
That's true.
You could, yeah.
Yeah, you could.
Yeah, I don't know what they're used for.
Do we have any in here? There's probably some in here, right?
No, we just have chainmail.
Yeah, if you ordered a pair of bird dogs, you are a proud owner of nunchucks.
Yeah. You know, we have a pair somewhere, yeah. So you're going with it's 3-1 in favor of George Bush than nunchucks right now, KB.
This one's brought to you by TickPick. Ever actually read a ticket receipt? Service fee? Processing fee? Convenience fee? Convenient for who? That's an extra $30 a ticket. TickPick doesn't do that. Never has, never will. No fees means the exact same seat, same section, same row. Costs less on TickPick. Fans trust TickPick for all their live events. Check the reviews yourself. So why overpay for the exact same seat? Download the TickPick app and never pay another service fee again. And for new TickPick customers, take $20 off your first order with promo code PMT20 in the TickPick app. Terms apply. That's PMT20 at checkout for $20 off your first order.
I'm just going to go out and say that in this scenario, I think George Washington gets a good shot in, which is all it would take, correct? Yeah. In the head.
You would debilitate.
He would need to do that, I think, and I think he could. So I'm going to go with Washington.
I mean, if he used a slingshot and he hit him in the head with the rock, Bush would just be like, ah, what the fuck?
No, man? it would fucking hurt.
Get him down. Like
it's not a bullet.
Dude, those things.
I mean, he dodged a shoe. He could dodge a rock.
Also true.
Meek, sorry, no. Dude, slingshots are.
Did you go off faster? But
you
yeah.
gotta you think.
Can, I mean, that guy zoomed that shoe in.
But he has experience. You can't discount that. So we are 3-2 in favor of George Bush right now. Rudy.
I think George Bush wins this without any weapons, personally. George Washington.
Oh.
Yeah, I think George Washington wins this without any weapons. I mean, dude, a serious war veteran with wooden teeth.
Forgot about
like he's a fucking psycho.
Hero.
He's a fucking psycho.
So I think this is a history teacher told me this. George Washington would go out on his like plantation and find slaves that had teeth similar to his, and they rip them out and that make is, a yeah. set of dentures. Yeah. So he had wood teeth or wool teeth, but
he had horse wood and human teeth.
Yeah. Human teeth, crazy.
He has like a mosaic of random teeth.
That is a ruthless man. Like,
yeah. Psychopath.
Yeah.
How's George Bush's teeth? Could George Washington use them?
His dad owns the fucking like Rangers. I'm sure he has enough money for great veneers. He was in great shape.
And I just don't think George is going to have any clue what to do with nunchucks.
Yeah.
Like not a single idea. I think that even if like George Washington shoots the slingshot at him and misses, he just sprints at him and pummels him.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Washington.
So we're tied up. I'm gonna go with Washington. I think the nunchucks thing is like once the distance is closed, I don't think George Bush is getting a one shot hit in with nunchucks, which means after that it's basically just hand to hand fighting. And then I think George Washington wins that. I know the age thing is like it's 10 years, but I mean Washington's like a decorated war hero of hand-to-hand fighting in the Revolutionary War. Like, that's a killer right there.
George Washington's a psycho.
Who has more bodies?
Oh, Washington. Direct bodies?
Yeah.
Washington. Indirect bodies?
Yeah, Bush has got, like, a 500,000 Iraqis under his belt. I don't think it's fair to, compare. Well, George Washington, I don't know, body. Like,
George Washington's definitely...
The technology is so different.
Yeah.
Like, it...
It's DIY versus a contractor, you know?
DUI ended dead. Yeah. So now we have, as Washington, the slingshot moves on, the 10 seed versus the 7 seed.
I feel like we were really underrating a slingshot there. I feel like we really overrated Mace, mm-hmm. and I feel like we really underrated a slingshot.
I don't think we overrated Mace.
I think we did. I don't think we overrated it. I think we were just like, hey, let's not underrate this. Mace is very good. Which I'm fine with, but we gotta stand firm on this shot.
That can't be right.
That can't be his weight.
Dwight Eisenhower? He was a that can't. Yeah, I don't think that's
what.
Right, there's no way that's. Did I write that?
5'10", 111.
Yeah,
that's Clemmer.
That's Clemmer. Yeah,
he's 171. That's right.
Okay.
Yes, Dwight Eisenhower, 171. 5'10", 171. 62 years old. I mean, he won World War II. He trained tank corps members in World War I. He's a beast. He's an absolute beast. And he's going up against another beast, but a much darker version. Andrew Jackson, 6'1".
Oh, yeah.
Good God. 40. Is that Dracula?
Is that height and weight correct?
That is correct. And I was shocked by how thin he was.
That's Clemmer.
Yeah. 140 at 6'1 is literally Chris Clemmer. Except Chris Clemmer didn't start the Trail of Tears or like any other of the dastardly things Andrew Jackson did. But Andrew Jackson...
A bloodthirsty psychopath.
He was a bad Mama Jama.
Yeah, real bad guy.
He was a prisoner. I think it was the Revolutionary War. He was a prisoner of war when he was like 13.
Yeah.
And his mom showed up to the camp and was like, hey, I'm taking my son home. And they're like, all right, here he is. And then she just brought him out.
He started and won multiple duels. He fought a lot of battles. The War of 1812, he won the Battle of New Orleans. This is the British, one of the few like big victories we had. Guys, he's just a bloodthirsty tyrant, a psychopath. And bloodthirsty, just again, he's a dangerous man.
Survived an assassination attempt.
Yes.
Two pistols misfired, and he was like, I don't know, super old. And he started beating the shit out of the guy with his cane. Yeah. He's a badass.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready to take him before I see the weapons almost.
All right. Well, let's start with Eisenhower. What does Dwight D. Eisenhower, winner of World War II, get?
Oh, good God.
Well, Jackson could use that.
Jackson should have. Would have had a great.
Oh, no.
So the whip for Eisenhower. And if Andrew Jackson gets the gun,
it's a sweep.
Oh no! Trident and net.
All right.
Try still dangerous. Trident and net for in. Are we all clear on the trident and net? Like what it is?
What is the net aspect?
Yeah.
The net is just imagine. It was in like Gladiator and all those other like Gladiator time movies. Like that, you throw a net at them to like stop them from being able to move their arms and like weapons and whatever because they get like dulled by the whatever.
Why do you get that with the trident? Why don't you?
Seems to be what they always give you in the, every Gladiator war or picture battle, like any description of it. It's like you get a trident and you get a net and you throw the net and then you stab them with the trident for whatever reason.
The trident's like the big fork thing, right?
Yeah.
Poseidon. Yeah.
Yeah. So Eisenhower with the whip versus Andrew Jackson with the trident and net. Let's start with you, Rudy.
I mean, it's Andrew Jackson. Forget the net, just with the trident. He will eviscerate Dwight with just a whip. A whip can cause damage, but a trident can kill immediately. Mm-hmm. So it's no question. Did Dwight serve in World War One?
He trained the United States Tank Corps.
But that's World War Two.
No, in World War One.
No. So did he fight?
World War II, he was a little bigger than that.
In World War II, he was like the leader of all allies.
I know that, but did he ever fight?
He stormed
the beaches in Normandy.
No, he didn't. He said, go to the beaches.
Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah.
But that's still pretty badass.
Not really.
Yeah.
But for physical combat purposes, it is important to differentiate.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, physically, he didn't fight.
No, I would imagine that since he was a Supreme Allied Commander, that he definitely fought in war over the course of those 25 years.
That's what I'm asking. Did he?
30 years. From what I saw on his wiki, he never saw a physical combat. Like, he, like, just missed going, like, he got assigned to go into World War One finally, but then the armistice happened. But before that, he'd been training the entire United States Tank Corps.
I'm not discounting his achievements. I mean, he's a beast, but in terms of he didn't actually, I mean, this Andrew Jackson won multiple duels in his free time.
Vibs, correct me if I'm wrong, but wasn't Dwight Eisenhower's nickname Old Blood and Guts?
That was Patton.
No, that was Patton. Dipshit. Okay, that was Patton. All right, I was going to use that as a point for Eisenhower.
Yeah, Eisenhower wasn't even like the most badass of the generals. Like he had Patton.
Yeah.
I think Eisenhower's like the intellectual, like
MacArthur,
corporate. He's very corporate, I'd say.
So you're going to go with Andrew Jackson, the trident and net, KB?
Yeah, Andrew Jackson, he loved to kill. I think he just started recreational genocides on Native Americans. This man loves to kill. He wants to kill, and he's going to win with the trident.
He really does look like a vampire in the picture. Like, you're a pull-on dress.
He looks like a supervillain.
Yeah. So another one for Andrew Jackson.
He looks like someone just told him his duel was canceled.
Yeah. He's all disappointed. Yeah. Like,
Dave.
I wanted to go Dwight D. Eisenhower based on I know way more about him, and I like that learning about that era of history. However, Andrew Jackson, he's like the biggest piece of shit in history. And as KB said, he just killed for sport. So I think you got to give it to him.
Andrew Jackson, Che.
I mean, the size difference is deep, like 30 pounds.
This is a weapons thing.
Yeah.
But like,
hold on one sec. What if you used the spear to like grab the trident and rip it out of
the
whip?
I was thinking.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, it depends on how good you are, I suppose.
Jackson's used the whip.
Jackson's definitely used a whip, but I don't know if Eisenhower ever has.
Yeah, I mean, a whip can be a pretty
devastating. You think there's a learning curve?
For sure.
Yeah, probably. Mm-hmm. Don't you guys do the rat tail thing down in your little giggle podcast?
the
towel
podcast?
Whip?
Yeah, the towel
yeah,
whip.
Yeah.
Sounds like a great show.
So I mean, the trident, you're not really going to throw that. That's more of a sword type thing. I don't know if you're getting that close to somebody that has a whip.
But like, you could hurt yourself. That's like in Indiana Jones 3. Like, he hurts himself with the whip.
That yeah, but like, he whips it once, and then he's got to draw it back. And then as soon as you get inside that range, it's useless.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Dwight D. Eisenhower in this photo does look like he's telling kids to not use drugs for like an after school special. So I guess give me Andrew Jackson with his Clemmer type body, $20 bill ass.
I do think that Eisenhower had drafted plans to send a preemptive nuclear strike on the Soviet Union.
I think that was MacArthur, but I'm not sure.
We had help.
On August 21st,
we have a stowaway.
Mutiny arrives on the big screen.
Real.
It is, trust me.
Jason Statham stars in the action movie to end your summer.
What do you want?
Vengeance.
Mutiny. Rated R.
For three.
I could have just been making sure.
MacArthur wanted to also nuke North Korea during the Korean War. Like, he demanded we nuke them. And I believe Eisenhower was like, no, we're not doing that. So we are 3-for Andrew Jackson right now, Che.
Jackson.
Andrew Jackson, clean sweep.
Clean sweep?
Yep.
Yeah, Andy's going to be a tough one to beat.
He didn't get the gun, though, so.
That is huge. And one of these last two guys is going to get the gun, which is going to be a massive.
Oh, man, it would have been awesome if Biden got the gun.
why? So first up,
just because it would have been the only way to make him somewhat threatening.
Could be the guy that is killed by the thing that killed him. Could end up being Abe Lincoln. Abe Lincoln, 6'4", 180, former wrestler. He had a 301 record as a wrestler.
Was he killed by a musket or a pistol?
Musket. Or same musket. But it had
pistol to the record. Head.
It was a
back
pistol.
Of the head.
Pistol, yeah.
Yeah.
But it is Abe Lincoln, and he's going up against, and it didn't plan it to be this way, but it ended up being just another guy that got assassinated. JFK as our 15 seed. So JFK, war hero. He was a big college athlete. Like, he did like all athletics and stuff throughout his life. So, he was a World War II. He was a PT-109, like escaped the Japanese like patrols and stuff when his boat got destroyed. But he fucked a lot too. He's probably the biggest fucker on this entire thing.
Or Slick Willie?
I think him. I think it was JFK. Everyone, all the stories about him are crazy.
Oh, for sure. Yeah, he was.
He was into celebs too.
Hoxman. Yeah.
But he also had a really messed up back.
Yeah, he was not a healthy dude. He was like getting like shots of shit in him all the time. Like, he had like rickets or something like that. He wasn't healthy.
I think it was his back specifically was super fucked up. But I forget exactly how they managed it.
Yeah, he had like scurvy when he was a kid or something like that. He's not. Yeah.
So we'll start with Abe Lincoln. What does Abe Lincoln get? This could be game over for everybody if they get the wrestler. Oh, God, JFK with the gun. So that means Abe Lincoln is going to get the bow and arrow, which I wouldn't be surprised if he's used before.
I would definitely imagine. Mm-hmm. Definitely.
And JFK gets a musket with one shot.
Man.
He was two shot, to be fair, in real life.
Yeah.
So
Three? Was there
at least
three?
Two.
Let's go pull up Darren Revelle's tweet.
Yeah, we'll
figure
it out from there. So we'll start with you, Vibs. Abe Lincoln with the bow and arrow versus JFK with the musket. One shot, all you get.
Yeah, that's tough. But JFK obviously has like military training. He knows how to use a gun.
Mm-hmm.
He probably didn't use a musket, but he can aim.
You only need one shot.
You only need one shot. He can aim. I'm giving it to JFK.
Mm-hmm. One.
I'd like Abe Lincoln. Yeah, has the wrestling background, but I just don't think you can overcome the gun.
JFK, another Call of Duty Zombies character.
That's
he knows
true.
How to use a gun. Yeah. I have to point that out. He can probably pack a punch it.
Yep.
Level
yeah.
perks. I will be taking JFK with the musket.
All your presidential knowledge coming via Call of Duty.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Video games. They're good for something.
Two for JFK. Che.
This is tough because Abe Lincoln. Like, size-wise, they're pretty similar. He is 9 years older. At 301 in wrestling is crazy. It depends if he hits him with a musket shot.
Hey, I mean, I'm pretty sure I could beat Ruan Gardner in a fight if it was just him versus me with a gun.
If it's a musket and you have one shot? Because musket pellets are huge, right?
Like, I got a question. Do you have to load the musket?
No, I think it comes loaded.
Okay.
Yeah. I think it should come loaded.
Yeah.
Yeah,
because that's the one you got to like do all the extra shit.
If it
right?
wasn't loaded, it's an unfair advantage.
Yeah, it's definitely loaded.
Yeah, I guess you got to go JFK. If he had military training, you got to assume he can aim a musket. So yeah, you got to go him.
Three for JFK, Dave.
JFK.
JFK is gonna win, but KB.
Yeah, with the gun, you gotta go with him.
Rudy.
I don't know. I disagree. Actually. First of all, you can't hit shit with those muskets.
They were very inaccurate.
Insanely inaccurate.
So he gets one total shot?
One shot, and then he'll be ready to go again in
15
minutes.
So he's
got to
nail the shot.
And in the meantime...
And it might not even be a lethal shot.
Lincoln can still get the arrow off.
Lincoln only went out in one shot.
But that was point blank.
It was in the back of the head.
Yeah. I think if you get hit with the musket, you're not going to be able to like recover and... get a bow and arrow and, you know, get
right.
out of shot.
I think, I don't know. I mean, yeah, I guess I don't know how lethal a musket is, but, and like at what range and where it hits him. But I think even if Lincoln gets hit with the musket and he gets an arrow shot off, you can just another arrow. And he's
well,
still.
How many arrows did he have?
I'm assuming you get like a quarrel of arrows.
A quiver.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, this is actually.
I think the bow and arrow.
At all.
Like I don't think hitting. I think it's easier for Abe Lincoln to hit JFK with a bow and arrow than it would be for JFK to hit a perfect shot with a musket.
No, I disagree. No.
What like kind of bow and arrow are we talking? Are we talking like an old like Robin Hood bow and arrow?
I think like a composite bow.
So like a PSE, nice Sidney Wells type bow.
And I don't think I can arrow a bone arrow like that. I don't even think they know how to use that. Like
it's the same thing. You just pull it back, but it's a lot more accurate. Dummy proofs it. Like I use it and I can hit shit with it.
Okay, let's say that then.
Wait, Vibs, what were you saying about the musket?
I think a musket's more accurate than you think. Like especially at the range at that distance.
Yeah. I'm willing to. I don't know. I just always assume that you just couldn't hit anything with those.
I think to your point too, Rudy. It's more likely that Abe Lincoln gets one shot of the bow and arrow off before JFK gets a shot with the musket off, because he only gets one shot, so he needs to aim and be sure. Like Abe's drawing fire.
Like, you know, they had snipers back in like the Revolutionary War days, like with like a musket. Granted, that like the scope on it was massive, but yeah, you still get an accurate musket.
Okay.
And I think by the time he pulls the arrow out, gets it in, and like has enough power behind it, I think he's shot.
I think Abe Lincoln doesn't shoot right away, ducks and rolls, hopes for a miss, and then just
could zigzag and just hope that he misses.
Yeah, I mean, JFK, unless I swing the council again, JFK is going to win. But I like Abe Lincoln with the bow and arrow in this, to be honest.
If anyone else wants to switch their vote,
We are assuming JFK has that perfect shot. But like we said, military training.
You know what? I kind of want.
Takes a perfect shot to know a perfect shot.
I think it'd be more interesting for the rest of the matchups if it's.
You could swap. Anyone here is welcome to change their vote if they want.
I will do it for that reason.
One switch.
Yeah, maybe. I want Abe with the bow and arrow to take on the rest of the field. So
that means we're
guns
to
too unfair.
Anyone else want to change? That's a no. Then I have to split the vote. And you know what? To your guys' point, I do think it'll be more interesting if Abe Lincoln makes it.
All right.
Even if it's in the anti-integrity of the bracket, I think.
All right. I didn't know we were just going off of fun, interesting. I thought we were going off of real scientific data.
Tommy Smokes would pull the sanctity card so quick.
Oh, he would have done it immediately, so fast. So that means that Abe Lincoln and the bow and arrow is going to move on. Before we get into our playoffs, let's hear from our next sponsor of the day, which is Factor. I love Factor. Ready to optimize your nutrition this year? Factor has chef-made gourmet meals that make eating well easy. They're dietitian-approved and ready to heat and eat in 2 minutes so that you can fuel right, feel great no matter what life throws at you. Factor arrives fresh and fully prepared and perfect for every active or busy lifestyle. You lose 8 pounds in 8 weeks with Factor Keto meals based on randomized controlled clinical trial with Factor Keto. Results are vary depending on diet and exercise. We love Factor here. If you've watched anything Barstool, I'm sure you've seen Factor at some point along the way. I always mention the smoothies just make no sense to me. How they still like smoothies, something in my head that should be bad
the best.
in at 12 hours, and they are amazing when they get shipped to you. So good. Eat smart with Factor. Get started at factormeals.com/factorpodcast and use code factorpodcast to get 50% off your first box plus free shipping. That's code factorpodcast at factormeals.com/factorpodcast to get 50% off plus free shipping on your first box. Shout out to Factor. All right, playoffs time. First up, we have Lyndon B. Johnson with the sword and shield versus Taft with the spear. All 330 pounds of Taft versus Lyndon B. Johnson, his fat cock, sword, and shield. Starting with you, Rudy.
Okay, so LBJ with the sword and shield.
Yes.
Versus Taft.
Taft with a spear.
I got to go LBJ on this one. Shield changes a lot.
Yeah.
Shield changes quite a bit. This is similar to Mountain versus the Viper, I suppose, except the weapons are swapped. It's no question that LBJ with the sword and spear, I think, will be better than the Taft's fat ass with that spear.
Mm-hmm. One for LBJ, KB.
Yeah, what is LBJ? 6'2", like 220?
LBJ is
6'4", 200, I think.
6'4", 200, 55 years old.
Okay.
Served in World War II.
NBA player versus Lizzo. It's with a spear.
Exactly.
It's LBJ.
LBJ with the sword and shield.
I mean, it's like any other, like, it's like a video game where you're playing a team that it can perfectly combats all your weaknesses, or sometimes you're like, we'll send hussars after people, and that sometimes that's good, sometimes that's bad.
Mm-hmm.
The shield changes everything. It perfectly just negates the spear. So at that point, it's like it's sword versus nothing.
LBJ, Che?
Yeah, LBJ. White Sox Dave outlined it. The spear or the shield changes everything.
Mm-hmm. LBJ to shield. Like, he may win just off having a shield, honestly.
Vibzy?
Yeah, the shield, you can tire him out, outlast him, LBJ.
This is the only guy that can protect himself.
Basically, yeah.
Honestly, he would have probably won against the gun.
Can a shield stop a musket?
I don't know, can it?
So. Depends on the shield.
They used to, back in the day, shield. In the armor, when guns started to like come into like the battlefield, they used to have like armor that could stop bullets. And they it would call, like, you know when you say like something's like bulletproof or whatever, I think it's a phrase.
Teflon?
Like, no, so like they would if to prove that your armor could stop a bullet, you would shoot a bullet at the armor before selling it, and every set of armor that was sold would have like this pockmark in it that showed that a bullet hit it and dented off of it, so that you know for a fact when you buy this armor that it could it could deflect a bullet or stop a bullet anyway.
Tight,
pretty tight time, yeah. So now LBJ moves on. We have Teddy Roosevelt with the kitchen knife versus George H.W. with the mace. Again, mace the weapon, not mace the spray.
Ooh.
So Teddy Roosevelt with the knife versus George H.W. Bush with the mace.
So George H.W. is like 64 years old in this scenario, right? He's a little too old. You got to go Teddy Roosevelt because he's like 42 and he's, you know, he's
got a knife.
He's in his prime. He's got a knife. Yeah, I'm going Teddy.
Imagine he won the big stick in the weapon rally. Damn.
I don't know, a knife.
Teddy's more youthful. I'm going Teddy. He's like, what, got like, 20-year advantage on him?
Yeah.
Like this, yeah. Yeah. Like, George is just old, and, like, he might hit himself.
Jay?
Yeah, TR.
TR. That's such a good nickname, too.
TR. He's putting that mace in his breakfast cereal the next morning instead of milk.
No, he's mounting it, like, on his wall next to Teddy's head.
Yeah.
Right next to George H.W. Bush's head.
Like, he's going to have it on the spike, like, in Game of Thrones. Just like
his have you ever been to his house?
Trophies.
It's in it would make sense. It's on Long Island. It's in Oyster Bay. It's sick. Like, you go in and it's just wall to everywhere you look, there is a mounted animal head.
Teddy Roosevelt's house?
Yeah, he's from Long Island.
Oh, I did not know that.
Yeah. His house is just a big mansion just covered in animal heads. Kibby.
Yeah, Teddy. I mean, listen to what we said about him.
Yeah, he went to just fucking Africa to hunt lions and shit in his free time with this kid.
Yeah.
You know he attended the first Islanders game, like, ever?
Teddy Roosevelt
did?
Wow,
that's a good fact.
I just made that up, and you believe
it. I would have believed it completely. That doesn't sound that unreasonable.
that was damn
crazy. Yeah. That Long Island has spawned, like, an all-time great American in that little twink Tommy Smokes.
Yeah, and they did not live that crazy far apart, either. Rudy.
Yeah, Teddy.
TR. So TR and the knife versus, I was about to say LeBron James, but different LBJ. LBJ and his sword and shield, starting with you, Rudy.
The weapons big mismatch. It comes down to how fucking bad does Teddy want it.
Bad.
I think he wants it bad. LBJ didn't seem like no pussy either, though.
No, but he's older.
Yeah.
Not really as much experience.
Mm-hmm. The knife is a pretty deadly weapon because it's so versatile. And once he gets inside, I mean, LBJ is a sword, though. This is a tough one.
You know what's a bigger knife? A sword.
Yeah, but if you get in tight, you'd rather have you'd rather have a knife.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you can't stab someone with a sword if you're really close in with a knife.
You can't stab someone with a knife if they have a shield.
If they have a shield.
Yeah, but that doesn't cover everything.
Sure.
A lot of dudes have died with shields.
That's fact.
True.
A lot of guys.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I just think I think Teddy with the knife. I'm also petrified of knives. Like, I would rather get shot than have someone attack me with a knife.
Yeah.
One for Teddy and the knife, KB.
Yeah, I'm going the 20 years younger Teddy here. I think he's getting in his guts.
Two for TR and the knife, Dave.
Yeah, I'm going with Teddy.
Teddy, Jay.
Practically, it's the guy with the shield and the sword. How big was he?
LBJ was gangly. 6'4", 200.
I mean, that's a big guy. Yeah, give me Lyndon B. Johnson.
Lyndon B. Johnson, one vote.
I can't overlook having protection with the shield. Like, just give me LBJ.
Two for LBJ, three for Teddy. Vibzy.
I think the age difference is just too much. And if you bull rush him and get inside there, I think Teddy's gutting him ear hole to asshole.
Yeah, he might skin him.
Yeah.
Bull Rush is a good pun for the Bull Moose.
Yeah, like, I think KB used that earlier. I don't know.
Yeah. So Teddy Roosevelt and his knife are in the finals. On the other side, we have George Washington and the slingshot versus Chester A. Arthur and the axe, the two-handed axe. Oh, boy, Vibsy.
The two-handed axe rules, but I gotta go distance. George Washington can just kind of stay back and just sling rocks. I'm giving it to George Washington. He's calm under pressure. He's got it.
One for Washington.
Chester Arthur feels like he could just eat the rocks that just come at him and just pull through with the axe. Like, I can't ignore that. Give me Chester.
One for Chester. Jay.
C-A-A.
Chester A. Arthur.
Chester A. Arthur.
Chester. Three for Chester. One for Washington. KB.
I don't know. I feel like George Washington would be good with a slingshot, knowing what I know about him. And I feel like a slingshot would be effective at debilitating somebody.
The U.S. Revolution was like David versus Goliath, and he won that.
Yeah.
And he's got a slingshot now.
I think if you hit someone, though, I feel like you could just dodge it.
Hey, you miss one, you shoot another.
They're quick yeah, reload. Just,
that's true.
You know, dude, that thing, I don't know if you could dodge it. Those things, sure, if you know how to use one, those things move. You can kill animals with a slingshot.
Here's a quick story. When I was like 12 or 13, my buddy Paul got a hold of a three-man slingshot, like the ones you like at minor league baseball games. They shoot tennis or t-shirts out into the crowd, and we took it to Route 59, which is a major highway, and we launching potatoes at semi trucks with
it.
That's a major. So you were just doing crime.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You were trying to kill big people. Time.
And my dad found out, and I'm lucky I'm alive to this day. I don't want to go into what happened, but you can imagine how pissed my father
was.
Yeah,
you were committing manslaughter.
Yeah. No, we were shooting at the side of trucks, and they would explode. So no one got hurt. It was awesome. However, highly illegal, highly stupid, and I got in a lot of trouble.
I can do you one stupider with a slingshot.
I would love
I got gifted a slingshot by my mom's friend's boyfriend, who was an ex-con. He used to just love giving me weapons.
Nice.
And he gave me a knife one year that I cut myself with by accident. And then the next year he gave me a slingshot. And I was in my room with a slingshot. I was holding it up for the first time. I drew it back all the way. And then my hand that was holding the slingshot, it slipped out of my hand, and it immediately just flew directly into my face, and I shattered my nose.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that's self-inflicted.
Scary as fuck.
Yeah. Embarrassing as well. Yeah.
You're the clip of the
You're lucky you got your eyes.
Yeah, it didn't feel very good.
There's, I think, a scene. I'm not sure if it was Survivor or a different game show. We're like,
oh, the watermelon?
Watermelon slingshot? Yeah. Oh, that was incredible. Race, if I had to guess.
It exploded all her. I thought she died. Like, just exploded her whole
head. I'm willing to say that's the hardest anyone has been hit in the face with a watermelon.
Fact. Has to be. So we are three for Chester A. Arthur, one for Washington KB. It's gonna be tough.
So who is it? Washington and Arthur.
Chester A. Arthur with the axe.
I said Washington.
Oh, you said Washington. Sorry. So 3-2 in favor of Chester A. Arthur with the axe. Rudy.
I do think that the slingshot is being undervalued in terms of its ability to hurt somebody, but I don't know if you'll be able to kill Chester A. Arthur. I mean, you'd have to hit some really great shots out of the gate, maybe a direct shot to the tip of the penis, right in the forehead, all that stuff. But then once, if he can't get him down, that axe is, I mean, he's just going to get fucked. He's going to get absolutely pieced up. So I'm going to go with Chester.
Chester A. Arthur with the two-handed axe is going to move on. On the top side, we have Abe Lincoln with the bow and arrow versus Andrew Jackson with the trident and net. Woof.
Could you use the net to stop the arrows?
I don't think so. Well,
it could deflect it or kind of. You have to get lucky. It might go right through there and through your jugular, but
yeah.
If you spin it like
it's a long shot. I feel like
it is.
You could.
It is. That would be frustrating as shit. Imagine that. You're just throwing arrows at a guy and he somehow is netting them. I'm going to go with Abe Lincoln on this. I think the arrows are pretty lethal.
One for Abe Lincoln and the bow and arrow. KB.
I like Lincoln with an arrow. Again, I would imagine he's used that before.
He definitely
and
has
done it well. So I'll go with that.
I feel like any male in 1864... That is, well, how old was he?
He was even older, I guess, because if he was growing up like 1840s, like he was definitely using a bow and arrow.
100%. Like you had to, I feel like. So I'm going with Abe.
Two or three for Abe right now with the bow and arrow. Che.
Abe.
Abe's going to win.
Abe, clean sweep.
Clean sweep.
Abe's got distance. I'll give it to him.
Abe. I mean, I do want to not underrate again Andrew Jackson, bloodthirsty man.
Yeah, try sure.
That would be tough. So Abe with the bow and arrow versus Chester with the two-handed axe. Vibzy.
Say it again. Abe Lincoln,
With the bow and arrow versus Chester A. Arthur with the two-handed axe.
I gave George Washington the nod against Chester A. Arthur with the axe. I got to give it to Abe Lincoln with the bow and arrow. He's got range.
Mm-hmm.
This is where the range, I believe. It's a bow and arrow. It's more effective than a slingshot, so I'll take Abe.
Two for Abe, Che.
Yeah, also Abe.
Three for Abe.
Abe,
oh boy. It's going to be Abe versus Teddy. But KB?
Yeah, give me Abe here.
Abe, Rudy?
I think Abe's going to take this home. No one will be able to stop that bow and arrow.
Okay, so before we get to our finals, let's hear from DraftKings really quick. DraftKings, when it comes to college basketball and March Mania, one thing is for sure, and that's for nothing is for sure. Upsets, buzzer beaters, Cinderella's advancing, top seeds going home early, Creighton winning the entire thing. It's all going to happen. Bet the unexpected every upset every day with DraftKings Sportsbook with live betting, exclusive content, promos, parlays. DraftKings is the ultimate college basketball destination for March. Make sure, ready to make your first bet? Check out the matchups and pick a team to win. It's that simple. First time, here's something special for you. New DraftKings customers, bet $5, get $200 in bonus bets instantly. Bet the unexpected with DraftKings Sportsbook. Download this DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code DEBATE. That's code DEBATE for new customers to get $200 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Only on DraftKings, the crown is yours. Shout out to our good friends at DraftKings. All right, finals. Abe Lincoln with the bow and arrow versus Teddy Roosevelt. Old TR, the bull moose with a kitchen knife. Rudy.
I want to make an argument for Teddy, but I think he's going down like Boromir. He's going to get a lot of arrows in him before he goes down, and he's going to keep swinging.
He ate a bullet, though.
And yeah.
Kept going.
That's one bullet.
Well, it's tougher than a bow and arrow.
Not really. They're all
dude. At a certain point, there's going to be too many arrows in him.
All right, one for Abe Lincoln.
I mean, I would like to see it, but like, I can't imagine him just being able to run through 4 to 5 arrows.
I guess
gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 and over, age and eligibility varies by jurisdiction. Void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. For additional terms and responsible gaming resources, see dkng.co/audio.
Depends on the distance too,
and then also on top of that, worst case scenario, Abe can use the arrows to stab,
and he was a 301 wrestler.
I want to hear you out, but I just think the arrows are just going to be too hard to get through, but when he can finally close that distance with the knife.
So one for Abe Lincoln. KB,
there's no strong evidence or historical records indicating Abraham Lincoln possessed bow and arrow skills or was a skilled archer.
Oh, shit.
I think it's just an assumption.
I don't know. That seems like a pretty tough thing to just pick up on the spot.
I think he probably did it his whole life. I feel like that's, you're born
there's
with
no record. There's no records at all of him ever doing it.
But I think the record is the time he lived in.
I think you could figure it out.
He's out in the wilderness. I mean, Illinois, Indiana, Kentucky. He's in the backwoods.
He is, but
squirrels.
Teddy Roosevelt lived that shit.
Yeah. Amazon's got a lot more wildlife than the Midwest. He's got to deal with, like, coyotes.
Okay, there's no documented accounts or anecdotes that detail Lincoln's proficiency or interest in archery, hunting, or using bows and arrows.
Mm. So you're going to go with TR?
I'm going with Teddy Roosevelt based on what I know about that man as a man.
Yeah.
One for TR, Dave.
I want to take a cop-out and say that it would be a draw in that Teddy Roosevelt would just eventually get to him and just, you know, take him with him to the afterlife, take Abe with him. However, I'm going to give it to Teddy Roosevelt. I think that Lincoln would be the first to die.
You think Lincoln would be the first
but
to
he'd
die?
He'd be the first to die, but that Teddy would have so many arrows in him that he might die a little later from, like, injuries that he sustained during the fight. But I think that Abe's, he's out first.
Rudy, this would be like Gandalf versus Balrog. They're just going down, like flying down that
100%,
and they just die fighting each other on a mountaintop. Yes. By the end of it. Jay,
I'm gonna go with Lincoln. Just the arrows. I mean, I would picture Teddy Roosevelt charging him, but like looking like that Muhammad Ali picture by the end with just 50 arrows in him. Respect the spirit and everything like that, but if he even got close with, you know, obviously less strength than he would normally have with so many arrows in him, Lincoln's wrestling background, I don't think a stab. Well,
Lincoln
is
was wrestling.
By the way, nobody. who's the one guy that beat him? I want to know who that guy is.
He's probably facing the same guy 301 times. The fact that he lost one is pathetic.
At that point, yeah.
I think if it came down to hand-to-hand combat, which it could, I think Roosevelt would clean him up.
I think so, but what if Roosevelt's at like 30%?
If he has some arrows in his body, yeah.
Mm. I'm taking Lincoln.
Yeah, I like the Lincoln pick.
2-2 right now.
I just trust that Lincoln will get enough arrows in there before Teddy can kill him.
So we are 3-2 in favor of Abe Lincoln.
Well, I want to say that Lincoln would get some good shots. But I think Roosevelt's eating the arrows. I think he's charging them. He's jumping up like Brad Pitt and Troy and just slicing them.
I'm going to die, not slice him.
I'm going Teddy. What's that?
Like when Achilles gets hit with all the arrows, he doesn't actually kill him.
Well, I was talking the opening scene when he.
Oh, where he's just like eating the spears.
Runs, blocks it with But yeah, I think Teddy can eat the arrows and survive and just get in there close and stab him.
All right, so then we're tied up and I have to break it. I think if he could eat a bullet in his heart, like right outside of his heart, it was like dead in the chest. And he's like, I'm going to fuck this guy. I'm not getting down. I'm not going to the hospital. I'm delivering a 50-page speech instead with a bullet in my body. I think he could run, close the distance of like whatever it is, like 30 feet of getting pelted with arrows. And there's a draw time. Like it might not even be that many arrows. And then I think he closes the distance and just dices him up. Just dices Lincoln up into a trillion pieces.
We talked about it earlier when Teddy Roosevelt was in the Amazon and he was about to die. I don't know if he got sick or whatever.
He did.
But like he might as well be on the moon. You know what I mean? There's no hospital around.
Yeah.
So for him to survive that distance from the Amazon to wherever he got treatment is crazy. So I think he can run a quick distance and like hold out for that.
And survive the Badlands of the Dakotas.
Yeah, he's a badass. He's an all-time badass. You can't underrate Hart.
Invasion of Cuba with the Rough Riders, like it's
crazy.
So that means Teddy Roosevelt by one vote. This is actually a lot closer than I thought it would be. Is the kitchen knife is the winner of the bracket episode 167, the presidential brawl. Thank you guys all for joining, and we'll be back next week with a new topic.